This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan's national security chief said Tuesday that problems stemming from the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops were behind recent territorial gains by the Taliban. He said his government was working to overcome them. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered all American soldiers to leave the war-torn South Asian nation by September 11th to end nearly 20 years of unprecedented U.S. military engagement there. NATO partners have followed suit. The military drawdown began on May 1st and is expected to be largely complete by late August. Since then, nearly a third of Afghanistan's more than 400 districts have fallen to Taliban insurgents as pro-government forces, deprived of crucial U.S. air support, either retreated or surrendered altogether. Afghan National Security Advisor Hamdullah Mohib told reporters in Kabul that a lack of resources, particularly in the case of the Afghan Air Force, made it hard for authorities to sustain delivery of much-needed supplies to remote security bases after foreign troops began pulling out of the country. The desperate search for survivors in a Japanese resort town devastated by a landslide is becoming less hopeful, according to officials on Tuesday, 3 days after the disaster that killed at least seven people. The death toll from the disaster rose to seven after three more victims were confirmed dead on Tuesday, according to local officials. The fate or whereabouts of 27 residents of Atami in central Japan remains unknown, regional spokesman said, after dozens of homes were swept away on Saturday by violent waves of mud. More than 1,000 soldiers and rescue workers trawled through destroyed homes and waded across mud on Tuesday as the 72 hours that experts say are crucial in the race to save lives drew to a close.